Good morning. Sure great to hear the chatter. Everybody getting back together after Christmas. Sharing what all happened during Christmas holiday. So good to have you here this morning. We have a very special service planned for today. I just want to share a couple of announcements as we begin this morning. The first one is next Sunday I'll be starting a brand new sermon series called The Marginal Life. The Marginal Life. And at first that may sound like a negative thing, but one of the things that we've come to recognize in our life is that the margins that we used to find rest in are being eaten up by the pressures in our culture. You know, we used to have a little more time to rest, at least it seemed like it. And we used to have a little more in our savings, at least it seemed like it. And we used to have a little more emotional reserve years ago, at least it seemed like it. And so what we're going to be talking about in the next 4 weeks is how to regain, and what Jesus teaches us about regaining that margin in our lives so that we have energy to and not living on empty all of the time. And we have a spiritual reserve to draw from when we need to. And so we'll talk about that in the next 4 weeks. The Marginal Life. I'm really excited about this next series. Also, all of the pictures from the Dixon Christmas Walk have been sent out. If you had friends, by the way, Mark, I don't remember how many we sent out, but 160 pictures sent out. These were accompanied by a personal message of blessing by Living Well and me. And so as they receive the pictures, our prayer is that that will be just a cumulative effect on their impression toward the church and people's disposition toward what God is doing in their life. And we certainly want to be a blessing to everyone here in our community. We had hundreds of people through. If you got a chance to be here, it was awesome. Thank you so much for all your help. And it has been it's been quite a rush, hasn't it? To transform the sanctuary from normal, like you see here, to the North Pole, back to normal again, and then for the Christmas program last Sunday, and then back to normal again, and then here we are, headed in for the new year. And I just want to thank all of you for being such a part of that, whether you were here on site or not, the financial support that you've provided over the last months, the being right engaged and involved. I really appreciate that so very much. Connect, our Wednesday night ministries resume on January 14th, which means we're still taking a couple weeks off. So our Celebrate Recovery resumes January 14th. Our Pipeline Youth Group resumes January 14th, Wednesday night, and our kids ministries resume January 14th on Wednesday night. So take a couple more weeks off and get rested up. One more thing. Today we're resuming children's worship. Jeanette is going to be teaching the kids today, and that will be for kids who are in kindergarten through fourth grade. Kids who are in kindergarten through fourth grade. And so children's worship will be resuming today. And like I said, we've got a very special service planned for this morning. Things already look a little different, don't they? I'm usually up there, and I'm down here, and I've usually got a guitar on by now, and I don't, but Riley does. Are you ready for something awesome this morning? Yeah! Let's worship. Riley?
Hey. Well, I'm going to start off by introducing us. You know Renata, but this right here is the one and only Christopher Coy.
Woo!
Yeah. And all the way on the very end is Caitlin Bay. We sang in Madrigals for, well, Caitlin and Renata were freshmen, but we sang in Madrigals together. So after we sing a few hymns with you guys, we'll be busting some of those out.
Yeah.
And yeah. And forgive me, I still have a cold. I took, oh man, did you guys know that Mucinex has pain medication in it? I took pain medication before I took the Mucinex, so I'm like double pain medicated right now. So if I start to like fight some weird imaginary monster up here, just pay no mind. All right. Won't you guys stand and sing with us? We're going to sing To God Be the Glory. You guys ready?
To God be the glory. Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives.
Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son.
Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice.
Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. And give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Christ. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in sight of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel."
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood.
My soul.
There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage, and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshipped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jesus. Jerusalem. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him.
Shepherds, oh, hark ye, glad tidings we bring. Peace and goodwill to the world now we sing. See in a manger Christ the anointed, whom for your Savior God hath appointed. Alleluia.
In yonder manger behold now he lies, whom angel voices foretold from the skies. Seeking thy mercy we kneel before thee, singing thy praises humbly adore thee. Alleluia.
Still through the ages the song doth resound. Peace and goodwill on earth shall abound. Bear we the tidings to every nation, born is the Christ of poor man's salvation.
We we sing of bright December when winter comes to earth. It's then we all remember the time of Jesus' birth. So joyfully, 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 joyfully join the carol to welcome the King. Merrily, merrily meet we now to dance and sing.
Rejoice and be ye merry,
now love is born for all.
Uniting earth and heaven,
heaven in Bethlehem's cattle stall.
Rejoice.
Light from heaven, God's own Son, Child of Mary, Blessed One, bring from darkness love's release, light our life with joy and peace.
This child will be our treasure,
our confidence and joy,
a gift of God on measure
in Mary's infant boy. A wonderful, wonderful beacon star appears in the heavens to brighten the earth. A jubilant, jubilant angel choir proclaims his birth.
We echo all the angels
who sing in heaven above,
and welcome in
his cradle the Prince of Peace, the Chosen One, the Child of God, the King of Love.
Part of the reason that we get together every Christmas and make it an annual event as Christians is because we've learned from our predecessors, our heritage, our Jewish mothers and fathers, that it is good to celebrate annually these remembrances because we need to refresh the story in our minds, the greatest story ever told. Listen to what Psalms 78 says, the psalmist. My people, hear my teaching. listen to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth with a parable. I will utter hidden things from of old, things we have heard and known, things our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from our descendants. We will tell the next generation of the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power, and the wonders He has done. Let's bow in prayer together. Lord Jesus, we thank You today that we are the recipients of the greatest gift ever given. We thank You, Lord, that today You have granted to us Your gift of salvation, made possible through Your shed blood on the cross of Calvary. Lord Jesus, we thank You that today we can stand redeemed, cleansed from our sin, and having a brand new life. Thank You, Lord, for not only being the Lord of our salvation, but Lord of our future here on earth and in eternity. And Lord, we have enjoyed getting together with family and friends over this Christmas season, and it continues this holiday season through the new year. Lord, help us to be remembrant of all of the blessings that You have brought into our lives. Help us to tell the story, to renew in our minds fresh every year, every day, really, the blessings that You've brought into our lives. And Lord, help us to pass these blessings on to the next generation, on to our descendants, on to our children. Help us, Lord, to be proactive about making sure that these important blessings find a place in the hearts of our kids. Lord, lead us today as we celebrate Your birth, Your coming, Your Holy Spirit's power in our life today to change not only our state of sinfulness before You to forgiven, but change how we think, change how we see, and change how we talk, and how we live, and how we walk. Lord, affect every area. Bring help and healing in every area of our life, in Jesus' name. Bless the offering as it is received in a couple moments. Lord, I pray that as each dollar is given sacrificially, Lord, that You would bless. Lord, we'll seek to be good stewards of these resources, investing them in the community and investing them in our kids' spiritual education, investing them, Lord, to be an outreach and a lighthouse for You. Father, lead us, we pray. Thank You for blessing us, not only individually as families, but for blessing us as a church. Lord, thank You for this space that we have to meet in here this morning. We see it as Your hand at work in our lives and part of Your redemption story here in our community. We love You, Lord. Bless the offering as it is now received in Jesus' name. Amen.
As men are led on. manna, Savior, when hast thou spent was the night?
Now that we're done with all that slow music. No, I'm just kidding. Won't you guys stand and sing with us one last song? We'll be singing It Is Well.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like seas billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul.
It is well
with my soul.